Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Simply Shantae with me, Jaleesa Shantae. So happy to have you here for another episode. Yes, I know it has been a couple of weeks since I've been on the episode, but I told y'all before, if it starts to feel like a job, I'm not doing that shit. So I needed some time to just rest and relax, and we back on go. Like, I told y'all, if anything starts feeling like a job and it's not my job, I really don't be with that. So it's like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, the truth is, I've been gone for a couple of weeks on the podcast, but I was just living my life. And I'm just like, the podcast still be here. And don't think that I don't like doing a podcast and I don't appreciate people listening to me, because I do. I do. It's just that it's life. And I have a life. And sometimes I be like, I'm tired today. I don't want to do it. I got something else to do. I got to do this. I got to cook this food. I got to do this, do that. And then the problem, like, damn, it's 9, 10 o'clock. I ain't got time to do no podcast. And that's just what it is. That's just the reality of the situation. So it's like, dang, time going by so fast. Damn, Tuesday, 7:30, come quick. And I had a lot of stuff to do this week. So then it's like, damn, all right, next week come. Damn, miss Tuesday, 7:30 again. Damn, I don't miss it again. I'm sorry. I mean, I try hard. But sometimes I procrastinate. And then the day that just went by, I'm like, damn, I ain't shot no episode. I ain't did nothing. So y'all don't have to bear with me. I mean, I'm just going to keep it real 100, because that's just what it is. Like, I'm going to sit up here and sugarcoat, because I be up here trying to be all positive. But I also got to keep that shit real. And that's just what it is. Sometimes I be tired. Y'all, like, when I come in the house, my shoes come off instantly. As soon as I walk in the house, oh, shoes off, I'm tired, jacket off. 4:30 come, I get off work, I'm ready to go lay down, I need a nap. I mean, I'm getting older. 33 came, I said, Jesus. And you see I'm wearing my real hair? Yeah, I got that real hair, girl. But my shit is gray. I got them grays all up in it. But I said, that's that wisdom. That wisdom coming as you get older, you start getting them grays. I said, shoot, I like the hair color and everything. I'm going to start wearing my real hair, I think, a little bit more. But you know, I do like my good wigs, baby. I like my wigs too, but I don't know. My real hair is something different. And it's like a good time now to start wearing it, because, like, it'd be too high and it'd be like poof, and then it just don't last long. So like right now, where it's cold but not too cold, and like the springtime, I think I might wear it like this for a little while. But I don't know, the weather, we just had snow. It just snowed, what, they was like, it's gonna be 8 to 12 inches. I said, Lord, I gotta charge everything, make sure everything charged up before the snow come in. gotta get a loaf of bread, some sandwich meat, some tater chips, make sure you got stuff just in case the power go out. But I mean, I'm a country girl, so being from the country, I'm used to, we have like a snowstorm, the power might go out. But you know what, I do take that back though, because I remember, like, where I grew up at, we lived right next to a power plant. Lord, I hope we ain't getting no radiation. But yes, we live right next to a power plant growing up. We always, usually we would have power most of the time, and we had this blizzard. It was like way back in the day. I was like real little, probably elementary school, and we had this blizzard, and it was so cold. But all of our family like came to our house and stuff, because they didn't have any electricity. And it's like, dang. So I'm used to like stuff like that, like it being real cold outside, blizzards. So I hear 8 to 12 inches, I'm like, oh no, we got to stock up. We got to stockpile. And we ain't getting none of that. We probably got what, 4 or 5 maybe. And since I've been down here, what, about 3 years, this is like the first year we really had snow, and we've been getting it like back to back, like every few weeks we've been having snow. I said, them kids ain't never going back to school, but I know that they like it, whatever. I'm like, dang, son, boy, back to school, like, oh, he eating everything in the house, I can't keep up. Jesus, the groceries gonna be gone, dang, on, don't make no sense. But I don't know, they said with these groceries, and they're gonna stop the people from being able to get like certain snacks and stuff with SNAP. And me personally, I've said this before, I say it again, I feel like the government just be too involved in everybody's business. Why do you care what people getting with the YAMPs? If you was gonna do that, then you should just give out, you can get this specific stuff, Because it just don't make no sense trying to, oh, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, blah, blah, blah. You ain't worried about it. Stop trying to worry about what everybody else got going on. If they want to eat some Takis, let them eat some Takis. If they stomach hurt, then their stomach hurt. Shit, it is what it is. Ain't your goddamn stomach what you worry about it for? Because 9 times out of 10, it's going to cause them to have some kind of disease or something like that. They got to go get some medication for anyway that you can charge $500 for. Make no goddamn sense. Everything's so daggone high. I thought this good president of ours was supposed to make everything cheaper. Eggs still $89 unless you go trade those. If you go trade those, you get them. See, I can't tell y'all my secrets. Y'all keep going to all this, like I said. And if you do need a shopping list when you go shopping, go ahead, log into Shantae Inspires, and you can go ahead and say that you need gluten-free, you got this amount of money, you need this, you need that, how many people you got in your home, and Shantae Inspires will be able to create you that grocery list so that you can get the food that you like that will be healthy or not, you know, whatever, especially if they go through with all of these, like, new laws and stuff where you can only buy certain foods. You can see what type of foods that you can actually buy using Shantae Inspires. So go ahead and get on Shantae Inspires. The link will be right here below and you can click it. You'll see it right here. Click that. Ask whatever question you want about anything and Shantae Inspires will be able to help you. Now, I've been talking about it on my episodes. I hope that y'all have been able to take some courses with Allison. We do have the link listed below. Be able to get you some courses to help you with your life, your success, keep moving, thriving, and surviving. They got a lot of different courses for a lot of different aspects of life. Make sure you go on there and get you some certifications. That link will also be available below. Right here, you'll see my Instagram handle. That is Jaleesa_Shantae. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Everywhere else is Jaleesa Shantae. TikTok, Facebook, if you still on there, because I know we millennials, there be people on Facebook still. So you can follow me on there. You ain't gonna see nothing. I be watching. Y'all be posting y'all business and stuff on there. I be watching because I'm like, shit, if you got like 172 comments, damn right I'm sitting here reading them. You won't post it, and then people be like, I don't know what people be knowing my business. Well, if you post it on Facebook, how do you think people know it? Duh, because you posted it and it had everybody else comment on. I ain't gonna lie, I be nosy, I be reading. I'm like, oh no, she didn't. Long tell the whole business, but hey, that's your fault. Everybody know what you got going on. You shouldn't have posted it. Now you sitting up here mad because everybody knows. Everybody so knows, but you posted it and it had 127 comments. You think people ain't read that? Daggone, I was one of them. Hello, daggone, right? Thank you. It'd be like Young and the Restless on there. Y'all be telling everybody that, and I'm daggone be reading. Y'all need a soap opera. Soap opera. It's a shame. But shit, my nose ass be watching it, or I be watching it. I be reading it just like just as much as I be watching Baddies. Y'all be watching Baddies. Y'all know who be getting my nerves on Baddies so bad? Some or no other. She irritates me. I hope that they don't put her on Baddies Africa, but they probably will. And that's exactly why I will forever watch that shit for free 99. Because ain't no way in the world. I can't say that because if I say that, I'm going to get the baddies on my show. I can't say that I watch it for free 99. Because I got goals one day. I want to have the baddies on here. I want to get one of them on Simply Shantae. But how I'm going to get them on here if I say that I don't pay? They ain't going to want to get on the show. So yes, I got to watch that new episode of Baddies. Shout out to Tommy. I hope you won't come on Simply Shantae one day. I'd love to have you. Yes, come on here, girl.
So y'all know. 2 hours later.
No, I had to bring it back because, child, I done checked out the episode. And this is probably about the best episode of Baddies they done had yet to date. I guess because it was just so much drama. Of course, that's why I liked it. But isn't that why we like the show anyway? Ain't that why we like the show? Boy, Tommy came up with that pop pop. She won't play with the ass. I know that's right. But this whole season, I don't mean no harm. But some have been getting on my damn nerves. And I hope they send her home. Please, Lord, please. If they're going to send somebody home, send her pissy pot ass home. I'm tired of it. She be doing too damn much all the time. I ain't never seen somebody who just so involved in everything that's going on. Every time somebody argue with who talking, someone, she don't never miss a beat. And it's just like, God dang, girl. Like, find you some business other than everybody else's. But other than that, I ain't really like how like when Rolly was trying to check Natalie, like I didn't really like how she was just laughing, whatever, trying to play it off, and then everybody act like it's Biggie's fault, like Biggie's supposed to be responsible because of what a Tommy did. And I was like, y'all always be trying to find something to say to Biggie. And I like Biggie and Yana. I think they my favorite. I like them too a lot. They just be so funny, and I think that's why I really like them. Who's the girl that Nunu, I think she all right. I would like Nunu a lot more if her and Anna had never got into it, seeing that Biggie and Anna are some of my favorites. I think I would have liked her more, but I mean, who knows, I might like her more, a little bit better. But it seems like as time goes on, it'd be like certain people I like, and then I'd be like, ugh. But everybody who they quote say is boring, I like them, because it's like they just not gonna sit up here and be like, oh, you looked at me wrong, I'm just gonna fight you. Like, they gotta have a reason, and most of the time it's because another bitch is mad. So like Jasmine, Emma, Scotty, I like them, and people be just be like, oh, they so boring. Not to me, shit, call it what you want, but it makes sense. At least they're not like Summer pissing it everywhere, like nasty old piss ass. But yeah, I really liked the episode, and I kept rewinding over and over. I was like, oh no, she did. she's shooting. And I like baddies, I ain't gonna lie. I'll never miss an episode. I'm gonna watch it every time it come on. And I used to be one of the people like, oh, I don't watch reality TV. Oh, I don't like Love and Hip Hop. And I mean, it don't make me no different just because I like the stuff. Like, whether I watch it or don't watch it, I still am the same person. I still think the same way. So who the hell cares if I like to watch Baddie Sundays? Like, shoot, you should watch it too if you ask me, because it's a good show. It's a good show. It's a lot of good shows out here right now. And on Sundays, we watch Baddies. Yes. Some other shows, though, I think y'all should watch. It is some good shows. So let's get into those too. Let's watch these little movies, whatever. It's cold outside. We're not doing too much. We're not going out like that. It's freezing. So what we're going to do, we're going to sit in the house, watch movies until it starts getting warm outside again. Hopefully, that'll be very soon, because I'm sick and tired of this cold weather. I cannot take it anymore. But there's like different like shows and stuff that I like. I really like Baddies. It's another show that I think that everybody should watch, and I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and tap into the show so they keep it on TV, because Lord, I love it. Please make sure that y'all watch From. That show is so good. I think the same man who made the TV show Lost, he also made this show From. Please make sure that you tap in. I'm gonna post right here. This is what it looked like. If you like sci-fi type shows, you're gonna love this show. It's very weird. The first time I kind of watched, I was like, oh no, we gotta cut this off. I gotta watch it at daytime because I'm a little scared. I don't like watching scary, creepy stuff at night because it gives me bad dreams. And I mean, I'm gonna pray regardless, but I gotta be actually typing my prayers at night because, Lord, Jesus, I'm scared. Help me, please. But yes, y'all should definitely watch From. It is such a great show. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Another show, before we go, I need y'all to watch Savage Beauty on Netflix. Savage Beauty. You need to watch this show. I'm telling you. Watched it instantly. All the episodes, because it is such a good show. Right here, you see that? It's called Savage Beauty. Make sure that you tap in and you watch that show. That is such a good show. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but I'm one of them people, if I see something like instantly, if it's music, I'll be like, oh, that's hard. Or instantly, if it's a TV show, I'm like, oh, that's hard, I'm going to watch it. But it got to have that factor that made me be like, hell yeah. That if it don't, it don't slide. But both of those shows, they both have that I like this. So if you like sci-fi, whatever, make sure you watch From. And if you like drama, family life, make sure you watch Savage Beauty. Help me. All right, so now let's get into another episode of Sincerely Shantae. So our writer writes, I have concerns about my voice. I'm afraid I have been too silent and don't speak up just to avoid any conflict or misunderstanding. Now I fear that I cannot find the right words when I try to speak, or even writing or journaling. I want to be able to communicate effectively and express myself, but I feel a block. Now, say, I understand feeling like you can't, you know, say or express how you want to feel. I don't know. Me personally, I can't say that I have that problem, because if I want to say something, I say it. Now, I just don't think about not wanting to. But I guess I could kind of like sympathize if you feel like you don't have a voice. But I just feel like the more that you speak out, the more that you'll get used to doing it, so then it won't feel uncomfortable for you. So even in those times where you feel like, I don't know if I should say something, should I say something, you should anyway. Just because the more that you do it, the more that you speak out and speak up, you'll get used to it and then start to feel more comfortable for you. I kind of felt that way about singing. Like, the more I would do it, the more comfortable I would feel doing it. And I feel like that's with a lot of things in life. So if you feel like you can't speak up and you can't speak out, even in spaces where you feel super uncomfortable or you feel like you may say the wrong thing, still do it anyway. And then eventually, the more you do it, because you may be thinking about, oh, I said this, I said that, but chances are 9 times out of 10, whoever you said it to, they're not even going to remember that you even said it. So just go ahead, say what you gotta say, and keep it moving. But that's just how I feel and what I think. But you do you. Like I always say, I'm not no licensed nobody who. So if I say something, you take my advice, fine. And if you don't, then that's fine. But that's just how I feel. All right. Mm-mm. Now, I said, sit here and say I was going to say this again because I thought it was funny. And I don't remember what I said. I said something about, oh, yeah, that's right. If I have advice on this show and you listen, I ain't tell you listen to the show. I ain't tell you watch it. If you watch it, it's on your own accord. So if I say something and you take my advice and it don't work out, I'm sorry. I try my hardest. I can't tell you what to do with your life. But if you listen to my podcast, you take my advice, then God bless you. I hope it work out. But I can just tell you because I told y'all I ain't licensed or nothing. I just say what I feel and I say it how I say it. And if you like it and it work out for you, then I'm glad. And if it don't, then I'm sorry. But I mean, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Sorry. We syndicated over here, baby. So yes, you can find me on Apple. Oh, Jesus. You can find me on Apple. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on YouTube. All of that in between time. Everywhere else you listen to your podcast. Because at least Shantae is syndicated, baby. We doing big things. 2025. Come on here. They ain't playing with you. But yes, this is all for this episode of Simply Shantae. We will see you again, same time, same place next week. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hello.
Take that.
What?